And welcome, everybody, to the Six Eyes Wednesday Night Bible Study here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the Wednesday Night Bible Study, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those of you who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. You can ask your questions, give your comments, prayer requests, prayer praises, and any of those good things here on the Wednesday Night Bible Study, as always. And we are sitting in with you on the Six Eyes Wednesday Night Bible Study bus as we get ready to roll out and have a good time. First, we're going to open this with a word of prayer. And Sister Ruth, we're going to let you do that for us tonight as we open up the show tonight.
Well, Lord, we want to praise and bless your name for all you do for us, and we want to serve you always. Thank you for everything you've done for my life, and I just thank you for everything that's gone on. I found that I can trust the Lord with all my heart. Lean them into the own understanding and all thy ways acknowledge him and direct thy paths, and he sure has. Of all 61 years, he's done that for me, so I just want to praise your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And remember, if you out there don't know the Lord Savior, you could just bow your head and ask him to come into your heart tonight as we go into our Bible study tonight. And here we go.
Bobby Jones, NSB, and the wonderful voice of Faith Eddie.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, it won't be the same. So you tell me, you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
About the situation, but with every test, every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
He has mended
my broken
heart.
Want to remind those out there, first of all, they called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, on the Wednesday night Bible study. You can press the number one, join the conversation, ask your questions, give your comments, give your prayer phrases, prayer requests, or any of those good things, as well as just let us know how we're doing. But also, if you do not wish to do it that way, if you don't wish, you may be a little shy, don't wish to be on the air, you can also go via email and send us the same stuff, prayer requests, prayer praises, comments, questions, via email, one of two email addresses. First off, there's the email address feelintouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L, the letter N is Nancy, touchking@gmail.com. Again, feel like to touch what you feel like you would do with your fingertips. F-E-E-L. The letter N is Nancy. Touch like you do with your fingertips. T-O-U-C-H. King like the guy who sits on the throne, wears a crown. K-I-N-G at gmail.com. Or 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6@gmail.com. In the subject line, put Wednesday night Bible study. And then when you write out your message, whether it be prayer praise, prayer request, comment, question, whatever it may be, we will not only read it, but get back in contact with you. Amen. 7 days a week of what you really want. The Six Eyes Radio Network. Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one. Join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Tuesday, Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. On Thursday, it's the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. On Friday, it's College on the Air. It's the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's where you get Bible college on the air with no homework, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays.
Started from humble beginnings in a basement. Kenneth Wolfgang, Missionary Wolfgang, has gone from the basement to the church, to an outreach program with Holding This Bible. Holding This Bible has sent Bibles all the way as far as Nigeria. The outreach program then spawned to the Six Eyes Radio Network, where now he's in over 56 countries, 7 days a week, spreading the gospel. Also, the Asabila Angels, which consists of Kenneth Wolfgang and First Lady Ruthie Wolfgang, has gone around the city performing with their spiritual songs. The Asabila Angels, who also has an album out called Clearly Spoken. Also, the prayer line, ran by Emily Barnum, who oversees the prayer line and also provides coloring of beautiful pictures for the children. Furthermore, with Tim Groover going over to Jerusalem with his outreach program, the Holiness Bible Outreach Program, Kenneth Wolfgang. He's a man that's on the move and doesn't take no for an answer. Despite his sight loss, he doesn't let anything stop him. He keeps going. He puts a circle around it, and he gets it done. So help First Lady and Kenneth Wolfgang on their mission to help keep spreading the gospel. The Holiness Bible Outreach Ministries. Thank you.
And now it's time for the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, and we're going this week into Matthew chapter 18 and verse 10. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10.
Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven.
All right, one more time, but nice and slow so we could savor it.
Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven.
And that is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, when you read that, it tells us, basically, in short, each of us has our angel, our guardian angel, which beholds the face of the Father. So once again, Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Matthew chapter 18 and verse 10. Amen.
Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right.
Let's do it.
That's Blind Trucking of Astrobula. Blind Trucking of Astrobula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Thank you.
it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Estabula. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen.
All right, and now that we're moving along here on this Six Eyes Wednesday Night Bible Study, we're getting ready to go into a little bit more music here tonight, and we hope everybody's enjoying the program here tonight. And remember, those who called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, just press the number 1, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear from you tonight as we move along here with the Bible Bus tonight as we enjoy the program tonight.
What's up, family? What's good?
Hey.
Well, y'all looking all sad. Mary here, Ruben, everybody in the cup, we ready to do this?
Nah, man, everybody's running late.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And I hope they make it.
Oh, they'll make it. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it, because we've got a lot to do.
Want to say welcome to Emily, who just joined us, and press number 1. That's all you got to do, just like her, and we'll just get your mic open and say how you're doing. How you doing there tonight, Em?
trying to behave.
Well, you should do that according to the Bible, because if you don't, God will get you to the spiritual woodshed.
Well, that's why I'm trying to behave, so I don't get taken there, okay?
Enjoying yourself tonight?
Well, I called in a little late because I was doing something to get it ready for when you come over.
Right. So, like I said, we enjoying ourselves tonight on the gospel bus?
Yeah, I ain't heard no gospel yet.
All right. Well, if you catch Ruthie at it, well, you'll have to get her, okay?
Yeah, it's better not do that. I'll have to 6-6 on her.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. All right, you got any prayer requests tonight?
Just for my mother, dear.
Okay, we'll do. So let's get back to our music tonight, okay?
Okie dokie, let's boogie.
You gotta hear before it happens. Believe before it happens. Receive before it happens. You got to know. Won't be, but God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see, but God said this one's on me.
Wednesday night, we'd like to hear from you. First off, you can always let us know as you call in 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one. Just let us know your comments or questions, prayer or praise. Also, if you're a little shy and don't wish to talk on the air, you can let us know via email. One of two email addresses you can use. You could use either feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L. The letter N as Nancy. Touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H. King like the guy who sits on the throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, @gmail.com. feelandtouchking@gmail.com. or 6ies6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line, write Wednesday night Bible study. And then in your message part there, just write down your question, comment, whatever it may be. And not only will we read it, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen.
Hello, I'm Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang.
And I'm Emily Barnum.
And we're blind trucking in Ashtabula, Ohio.
Keep your hands on the wheel.
And your eyes on the road.
And we support this program.
Here on the Six Eyes
Radio Network. Would you like to keep shows like this one on the air? Let me tell you how you can go about doing that. There are two methods. One, for those who use the PayPal, paypal.com, that's PayPal.com, and in the box where it asks for the email address, you enter 6ies6@gmail.com, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6@gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit number 4. Again, that's $SIXEYES, the digit 2, the digit 4. And in both cases, no matter how much your love gift, you enter that in. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And God will greatly, richly, and most honorably bless you. Amen. And now it's time for the Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. And we're going this week into Matthew chapter 18 and verse 10. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10.
Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven.
All right, one more time, but nice and slow so we could savor it.
Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven.
And that is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, when you read that, it tells us, basically, in short, each of us has our angel, our guardian angel, which beholds the face of the Father. So, once again, Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, Matthew chapter 18 and verse 10. Amen.
All right, and we're moving along and coming very rapidly up toward Ruth's Bible prophecy tonight, and we hope everybody is ready for that as she gets ready to tell us about numbers, numbers, numbers tonight. So we hope you're ready for that as we move along with the gospel bus tonight. So we just hope everybody's enjoying tonight. Amen.
Not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word to do for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you start. Destiny.
everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you that you'd get. Waiting on the other side of temptation, waiting on the other side.
So Emily A., is Ruthie being have herself, or do we have to get her for gossip tonight?
900 gossip yet.
All right. So I guess she's being hate.
Yeah, and so ain't I.
Okay. All right. So you enjoying the program so far tonight?
Yeah, just got a question.
All right.
Just wondering, did Sister Lila join us tonight?
No, not tonight.
Just was curious.
Nope, I haven't seen her. If she did, I would have given her a chance to talk just like I did you. Especially if she would have pressed the number one, join the conversation. So we're just having a good time tonight. All right. Let's get on with another song here.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Just to tell the listeners, I got a bit of good news from my cancer doctor this morning.
All right.
I got told I only have 4 more treatments, and it will be possible that I'll go in for my bone marrow transplant.
All right. Well, for right now, we'll just keep that in prayer, and then we'll go right into our next song. How's that sound?
Yeah, let's boogie.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that. Give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away.
Yeah.
When another God wants to take your place.
Let's go.
As much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that. Give me that.
Oh, anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for his glory?
Oh,
if you must seek up a life,
oh,
let me tell you the story.
Oh,
every place that's dark,
oh,
he will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,
see, I include myself.
Oh,
I cast my own stone. I can see my wrong,
uh-oh,
but I'm here by grace,
uh-oh,
through Christ by faith,
uh-oh.
I had to make that choice, I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain, add extra peace that'll ease my pain, want that love that'll never change, give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear a new song?
started right at home. No more miracle water, our clothes for money and fame. Everybody got a title, but do you know your name? If we humble ourselves, people fall on our face and ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Of man, sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears, every burden up to pay all my. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me
give
God.
Me that God, that's the
God
I'm talking
that
about.
God.
Give me that, give
Let's
me that,
go.
Give me that. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
See that Lila has joined us and pressed the number one. How you doing, Lila?
Good, Missionary Wolfgang. How are you?
All righty. You're kind of late joining in, but you're in time for, as we get ready after a few commercials here, for Ruthie's Bible prophecy tonight. And guess where she's going to take you tonight?
Where?
She's going to be taking us tonight, Numbers, Numbers, Numbers.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting
topic.
The book of
Numbers, I know.
So, sounds like an interesting topic, so stick around and see what she has to say about numbers, numbers, numbers.
Yep.
So
I do have one thing I wanted to ask Mr. Wolfgang.
Well, that's why I opened your mic long enough to get you to be able to say something before we get into Ruth's Bible prophecy. So go ahead.
Okay, afterwards, I have a prayer request.
Go
afterwards.
Ahead. No, if you got a prayer request, go ahead right now.
Continue praying that I get a place to live. I got the okay from the lady at Catholic Charities. She's paying my room, my rent for my room this week for this month. And then starting next month, I'm going to be continue paying my room. but I really need to talk to a certain party after the show. So please play She Calls Me.
Okay.
That's all I'm asking.
All right. Well, why don't we get on with the show, and we'll keep on moving, and hopefully you'll enjoy Ruth's Bible Prophecy, okay?
Okie dokie, pokey.
Huh?
I said okie dokie, pokey.
All right, so everybody, get your pad, pencil, and everything. Get ready for Ruth's Bible Prophecy. So here we go. After, of course, a few commercials here, that we're going to take care of a few announcements here. So here we go.
7 days a week. What you really want? The Six Eyes Radio Network. Started from humble beginnings in a basement. Kenneth Wolfgang, Missionary Wolfgang, has gone from the basement to the church to an outreach program with Holiness Bible. Holiness Bible has sent Bibles all the way as far as Nigeria. The outreach program then spawned to the Six Eyes Radio Network, where now he's in over 56 countries, 7 days a week, spreading the gospel. Also, the Asabila Angels, which consists of Kenneth Wolfgang and First Lady Ruthie Wolfgang, has gone around the city performing with their spiritual songs. The Asabila Angels, who also has an album out called Clearly Spoken. Also, the prayer line, ran by Emily Barnum, who oversees the prayer line and also provides coloring of beautiful pictures for the children. Furthermore, with Tim Groover going over to Jerusalem with his outreach program, the Holiness Bible Outreach Program, Kenneth Wolfgang. He's a man that's on the move and doesn't take no for an answer. Despite his sight loss, he doesn't let anything stop him. He keeps going. He puts a circle around it, and he gets it done. So help First Lady and Kenneth Wolfgang on their mission to help keep spreading the gospel. The Holiness Bible Outreach Ministries. Thank you. Is U-Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2. F-O-R, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right. Come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you.
wasn't worth it. Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. But now it's time for Ruth and her Bible prophecy. Amen.
When the beast should walk among us, and many should fall away, famine, war, and desolation, they should rise in against nation, trouble everywhere you turn. As in the time of Noah, in the days before the flood, sin will cool the love of men, and the streets will run with blood. Rape and murder, grief and sorrow, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, this world is gonna burn.
this lesson is numbers, numbers, numbers. We inhabitants of the world are fast losing our identity through the numbering system. Everyone is rapidly becoming a number. In a copyrighted article which appeared several years ago all across America in many newspapers, a well-known columnist wrote that the world's inhabitants are being swamped with an avalanche of credit cards and ID numbers. He further indicated it would simplify matters if the government would assign each of us a single all-purpose number, which we could have tattooed across the forehead to spare us the trouble of carrying all those cards. Whether that newspaper man knows it or not, an all-purpose number is exactly what the Bible says will happen to all the people on the earth in the end of this age, when the man, known in Bible prophecy as the Antichrist, appears on the world scene and gets this one world government operating. Several years ago, Time magazine ran a story that Rosalind Elias, a pretty mezzo-soprano under contract at the time to the Metropolitan Opera Company in New York, had her Social Security number tattooed on her abdomen. The talented singer did this unusual thing because in case of an emergency or disaster, should she be taken to a hospital or first aid station, the attendant or doctor on duty would be able to identify her simply by taking a look at the number on her tummy. Well, that's one way to do it, but that's not where the Bible says the number will be placed. But the singer wanted her number right there in plain view of all the hospital attendants on her tummy. So her Social Security number could be checked in Washington, D.C. at the Social Security headquarters, if need be. That's weird, man. Okay, the whole world is heading toward the momentous day when every person in all the world, regardless of where they may live, will have a special all-purpose number on his forehead or in his right hand. This will someday be in an international law, and everybody will be required to comply or else they will starve to death. Since modern man is fast becoming a helpless victim of the governmental numbering system, it will soon be impossible for any individual to physically survive unless a permanent numbering system is put into effect all over the world. Just stop and try to imagine how many people by the name of Smith there are in the world. Should an international voice yell, "Smith," it would be real difficult for all the Smiths in the world to know which one of them was wanted, wouldn't it? Imagine trying to communicate with all those Smiths individually. There are millions of them. Also, there are millions of Joneses, Johnsons, O'Briens, Williamses, and so forth. So something on an international scale must be done in order to identify each person so he will be still an individual, distinct from his neighbor. At the present time, the only way to accomplish such an error-free achievement is through a permanent all-purpose number for each person. For instance, almost every person has a house number, a club number, some have a police number, auto license number, driver's license number, employer's number, employee's number, telephone number, bank account number, post office box number, and so forth. Here in the United States, we're put into effect a post office identification number known as the zip code number. Everybody is fast becoming associated with a long list of numbers. Five-digit up or zip will one day give away to a nine-digit number. As a newspaper columnist wrote, the average businessman today has a whole pocket full of credit cards, and each one of them has a number on it also. There's the old age pension number, Social Security number. In fact, the average citizen of the United States is number happy. Yeah, that's true. Actually, this numbering system is just about to get out of control. That's why the newspaper man writing in one of the major news services said it would simplify matters if the government would assign each of us a single all-purpose number, which we could have tattooed across the forehead to spare us the trouble of carrying all these credit cards.
whether the writer of that newspaper article knows it or not, that's exactly what the Bible says will happen eventually. But the tyrannical government that will bring that all-purpose numbering system into effect will be a one-world government under the leadership of Satan's Antichrist. Near the end of this church age of grace, there is to come into power a superior evil, satanic-inspired man, who will hold the reins of government for all the governments of the earth in his political hands, bringing them into an illicit union under a one-world government system. That man will be Satan's personal representative. Please note a portion of Scripture which tells about the supervision of Satan, who will put all mankind under a regulated numbering system. Here it is. And the dragon, that's Satan, gave him, Antichrist, his power and his seat and great authority. And power was given unto him to continue in authority 42 months. Revelation 13:2 and verse 5 in your King James Version Bible. These two verses of Scripture tell us that Satan, who wants to be like God, is going to invest his power, seat, and authority in one human being in the end of this age. That man will lead up the one-world government, which will reach its peak of control during the last 42 months of a seven-year period known in Scripture as the Tribulation Period. This one-world ruler is to have all of Satan's own cunningness, carefully endeavor to control all religion, all commerce, all politics, and all military activities throughout the length and breadth of the entire earth. In fact, he is to be the supreme ruler of all nations for 3.5 years, 42 months, here's the Bible. And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months, 3.5 years, Revelation 13 and verse 5. When this satanic world leader finally comes into power, he's going to force everybody on the earth, regardless of who they are or where they may live, to take this single all-purpose number, which will be placed on their forehead or on their right hand, and it's only because they have this number that they will be able to enter store or shop center, a shopping center, to make a purchase. It may not be as far off as some people think. In the original Greek text, it says they will not be allowed to enter the marketplace unless they have the number of the beast. It's because of this number they will be allowed to buy or sell. You know, some people, I bet they're out there going fishing. They don't have much other choice. They're off going to heaven with Jesus than being in the tribulation, go through that Scripture. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save except he that had the mark or the number of the beast or the name of the beast, Antichrist, or the number of his name. And I think you all know it's 666. Revelation 13, 16 through 17, KJV. These two versions of prophetic Scripture tell us that there will come a time when a world-famous personage will force everybody on the entire earth to have an indelible mark placed on his forehead or on his hand. If they didn't have the mark, then they will not be allowed to buy or sell anything. So they're going to starve. The giving of the all-purpose number, which is the mark of the beast, is part of the tribulation punishment. During the tribulation period, God is going to give the earth's inhabitants over to a strong delusion, so they will believe a lie. They will accept the Antichrist as the Messiah because he will come to them in overtones of righteousness. And because the people of the world have not accepted the gospel of Christ, they're going to think this satanic leader is really a godly man. Note how people follow false cult leaders today. Imagine what it will be like then. But we who are members of the body of Christ, the true church, are not to be fooled into thinking that we will be here at that time. We are to escape all these things which are to come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. In the book of Revelation, we are told, here's the Scripture, and listen very carefully to these words, because some people don't believe it. Well, it's in the Word of God. Here it is. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour which is the tribulation period, of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth. That's Revelation 3 and verse 10. Mark it in your Bible and read it over a few times. You'll praise God when you're done, because that is what's going to happen. We are not going to be here for tribulation. We'll be in heaven. If this mark or all-purpose number was given while Christians were all upon the earth, it would mean that we would have to starve to death. I don't believe the Lord's doing that, because he just said he promised we wouldn't. So it will be given during the last half of the tribulation period, after we've gone in the rapture. We'll be up in heaven having a blast. The rapture takes place before the tribulation begins. The church does not go through the tribulation. How close are we to the eventual fulfillment of this prophecy? Present trend to give everybody an all-purpose number, and a part of the essential preparation for the day when the Antichrist will force everybody to have his number. World War II proved the pitiful inadequacy of the ration book, because it allowed the dishonest person to continually cheat on his fellow man. With the world fast advancing to the place where eventually population will outweigh maximum production, naturally the minds of the leaders of governments are beginning to think in terms of a permanent identification system for each of their citizens. This permanent identification system is to be completed and working satisfactorily in all details by the time the Antichrist, the man of sin, described in the book of Revelation, finally assumes absolute control of this world's political systems and incorporates them into a one-world government. The deliberate plan at that time will be to assign every citizen the permanent all-purpose number. For some, it will be on the right hand and others on the forehead. Suppose the men will take this necessary number on the right hand and the women will have it indelibly printed on the forehead underneath the hair. This plan is most likely. The exact details are not known now. This acceptable plan for the women will allow for their creative hairdos to cover up the mark until such time as they go shopping. When they are ready to complete a transaction or enter into the marketplace, they'll only have to brush back their hair momentarily to show the inspector they have the all-purpose number, the mark of the beast. Scripture, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding, wisdom, count the number of the beast, Antichrist, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Revelation 13 and verse 18. Now the 600, you'd understand. 66 would be 20 times 3, so you'll know that that's 666. Revelation 13, 18. I know this prophecy sounds rather frightening, but let's read the Bible one more time. Here it is. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the number of the beast or the number 666 of his name. Revelation 13, verses 16 through 17 in your KJV. Now, some people are saying this will not be a visible mark. Well, be a visible mark, or how else would the storekeepers be able to see it, thus allowing the individual to buy or sell? We read in Holy Scripture that God has at different times placed visible marks upon people in order to give them protection. Here's an example. And the Lord said unto him, therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Genesis 4:15. Scripture, and the blood mark shall be to you for a token sign upon the houses where ye are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Exodus 12:13. Satan, who wants to be like the Most High God, Isaiah 14:14, is going to counterfeit God by placing a visible mark upon all the people that day. They will not be able to buy or sell unless they have the mark. Do you believe the scripture? If it's in the Bible, then it must come to pass, as God's sure finger of Bible prophecy continues to faithfully point to the eventual culmination of major details relative to the second coming of Jesus Christ. We are to become concerned and realize that these days in which we live are not normal anymore. When we see outstanding people in the entertainment world having their Social Security number tattooed on their stomach in order to identify themselves, does it seem impossible to believe that when the great world ruler during the tribulation period decrees that all must have their number on their right hand or the forehead, there will be any who will object? No, not when physical life hangs in the balance. People that they will gladly accept the mark of the number of the beast of Revelation. Already in our day, newspaper writers are suggesting it would simplify matters if the government would assign each of us a single all-purpose number that we could have tattooed across the forehead to spare us the trouble of carrying all those credit cards. That's exactly what will happen during the Antichrist 42-month rule. All will have a number stamped on their body in order to buy or sell. This will become as ordinary and fashionable as the coffee break is today. There is no earthly way for a person living today to escape the ever-increasing flood of numbers that are continually being attached to us in our modern concept of life. But only a spiritually blind person would willingly elect to be here on the earth when the Antichrist requires the entire population to accept his mark or number in order to buy or sell. Don't let the everyday unbelieving citizens of this world adversely affect you when they scoff and laugh at the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Here's a Bible fact. The important major prophecies in the Bible must be fulfilled. But let's all go one step further. The lesser, seemingly unimportant prophecies must also be fulfilled. The Bible says every part of Holy Scripture must be fulfilled or come to pass as it is written. Whether you're aware of it or not, the Bible is our only source of fundamental truth in the world today. Thanks God we got it. Whatever is written in the Bible can be trusted and relied upon 100%. Therefore, as we look around the world seen today and we see in practically every country on the earth, the instituting of the numbering system, let's be truthful to ourselves. The world is getting ready to accept the Antichrist, who will be Satan incarnate. The world is getting ready for a one-man rule in a one-world government. The world is getting ready to accept the Antichrist way of doing things. The world is getting ready to accept the Antichrist number. Please remember, this situation is not happening because I'm telling you it will. It's because God's word, the Bible, predicts it must come to pass. As I'm producing this lesson in my mind here, I hear someone asking the question, what's the harm in taking the mark as long as it's only for permission to buy or sell, something the individual needs and is not connected with a religious worship? Friends, please remember, the mark or all-purpose number will be given in connection with the worship of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is going to approach this whole thing through the pretense of worship. Satan saw the mistake he made in the days of Nebuchadnezzar when all he had to bow down to the golden image set up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. This time, it's going to require the people of the world to bow down in religious worship to the great image of the Antichrist. If any man worship the beast, Antichrist, and his image, and receive his mark or number in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, to be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Revelation 14, verses 9 through 11. Allow me to comfort you. Before the great satanic man of sin takes over the reins of government in this world, the Bible tells us in many verses of Holy Writ that the Lord Jesus Christ will come and remove from this earth all those people who've accepted him as their Savior. I know I'm going to be there, and so is a lot of people I know. Hope you all are going to come too. Get on the gospel bus straight to heaven. Also, the Bible tells us that those Christians who have fallen asleep in Christ are going to be awakened from their slumber, and they together with us who are living at that time are going to be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. We're going straight up, y'all. to go to be with him forever. Praise God. Here's the scripture that proves it. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, still living when Christ comes in the air, shall be caught up together with them and those who have slept previously in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. If that doesn't make you happy when you're saved, I tell you, there's something wrong with you. I mean, Baptists can shout, so can the rest of them. I mean, I don't care what your denomination is, just praise God and go on. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. Sole purpose of this particular lesson is to warn men and women, as well as young people, that the second coming of Jesus Christ is getting mighty near. Your only hope of salvation and escaping the mark of the beast is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There's no two ways about it. You either have Christ or you do not have Christ. Scripture, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5:12. Well, I've done my best to warn you. If you reject Jesus Christ and end up living on the earth during the tribulation period when the Antichrist will be ruling and you're forced to take his stupid mark in order to be allowed to buy or sell, then don't blame anyone but yourself. Your blood will not be on my hands. It'll be on your fault. May God's blessed Holy Spirit help you to make the right decision now, if you haven't already, please. Please bear in mind, Christ is the only way you could be saved. There's no other way. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. May God help us in these closing days of grace to set our house in order. Trust Jesus Christ and be saved today. Praise the Lord. Let's go to heaven. Amen. And the next lesson will be rapture or tribulation.
This is Lynn Colliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
And all right. So who do we got with us, Sister?
We always got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, band of angels, you. Now we have Emily, Sister Lila, M's dad, Jim, and just little me.
All right. Well, let's start with Lila and see what she thought tonight, if she's got any questions or comments.
The thought that I had being
Lila, first off, You're talking so loud and so close to your phone, you're very distorted. I can barely make you out.
Is this better? Because I had you on speaker so I could hear clear enough when my mic was muted.
Yeah, you're a little better now.
Like I was saying, my thought was about having to be numbered, like get them series of numbers. Like put on your forehead or on your right hand. I thought that's going to be kind of scary for me.
Well, if you're blood born again, you won't be here for that. Okay.
Okay. Didn't know
you
that.
You won't be here. You, Lila. You listen to what I'm trying to say. If you're saved, if you've accepted Christ as Savior, you will not be here during that time when that mark 666 is required, so you won't have to worry about that.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand what she was talking about, so you reworded it better.
Yep, that's what it means. So, thankfully, if you're saved, you won't have to worry about that. But if you haven't accepted Christ, if you have not accepted Christ, yes, you will have to worry about that.
I have. I accepted God into my life.
Well, then you don't have that to worry about. You don't have to worry about the mark of the beast. Okay?
Yes.
So.
But there's no other comments or thoughts.
All right. All right. Then, Emily, your turn. It's your coffee,
Emily.
Sorry
about that. Sorry about that there, Ken.
All right.
I had my phone laying on my lap there for a minute.
All right. Any questions or comments?
Nope.
Just all right.
It was a very good lesson.
All right. Well, what we're going to do, since Ruth opened in prayer, we're going to leave it a ladies' night and let you close us, Sam.
Oh, boy. You nailed me tonight, huh? Nah, doggone it. Don't twist my arm too hard. That hurt.
Right.
Okay, I'll back at you.
All right.
Lord, I thank you for this broadcast tonight. And I pray that everything that was said and done here tonight, God, was pleasing in your sight, that you would give the people that aren't saved the wisdom to give their life over to you. Also give people that are saved more patience to deal with issues instead of taking it out on others. I also ask you for my mom tonight, God, that in 3 weeks when she goes back to the doctor, that we'll have some kind of good news about her. I also ask for the rest of my family that you'd be with them as they had to put one aunt in a nursing home and another one down here and the one where my mom's at, that you'd just be with the workers there and give them the wisdom to know what to do for them, God. I ask this all in your name. Amen.
Amen. All right. So for Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, on behalf of Six Eyes, we just want to say we'll catch you tomorrow here for the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And we'll be continuing our book, Baby Love, by Katherine Anderson. We hope everybody comes and joins us to hear that as we continue in that book, because it's a very interesting book. And we hope to hear from you at 9 p.m. tomorrow on the Six Eyes Radio Network for the Jumbo Braille program. And then on the 24th on the Jumbo Braille program, we just want to let everybody know about Santa Candela is going to be with us. He's a legally blind guy who is a handyman and is going to answer your handyman-type questions, like, for example, if you want to know the best way to paint or how to do your drywall, electrical questions, how to wire a three-way switch, any kind of questions like that. If you're curious how to put up that ceiling fan or any of those kind of questions, he'd be the kind of guy to ask. So be ready with your questions on the 24th of this month as we go into the Jumbo Braille program then for his handyman show. And he can answer your questions or comments on handyman-type questions. But for right now, tomorrow, we're going into Baby Love, the Katherine Anderson book, and we hope everybody joins us. So we're going to say good night and good luck tonight. Have everybody a good sleep. Catch you tomorrow. God bless.
God bless. Good night.